بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. May the peace, blessings and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon you all. Once again, respected listeners, it's another episode of this program, the Jannah program, on your favorite listening station, Radio Islam International. In this program, normally we have in different segments, meaning of Muslim names, translations of anashids, and drama stories of the pious, as well as some of the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and some of the masnoon du'a of the sahaba, the tabi'een, and pious people. And it's very important that we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we remind you of this, of the importance and significance of making dua, and always in each program. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Ad-du'a huwa al-ibadah." Calling upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is part of ibadah indeed. And when a person making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it shows that this person is depending upon Allah, is not just thinking of himself to be self-sufficient, but he is depending upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we see many examples of the Sahaba, the Tabi'een. They always turn to Allah in each matter and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in each matter. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. When you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you seek help, seek the help of Allah. Allah comes number one in your life, and you turn upon Allah. And the real paralyzed person is the person who is just not able to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you failed with everything, if you failed to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you failed to be on the right path, if you failed or having some troubles, problems, difficulties, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the least you can do. Make dua. الدعاء سلاح المؤمن. It's the weapon of the believer. Make dua to Allah to strengthen you. Make dua to Allah to make you good. Make dua to Allah to make you taste the sweetness of being near from Him. Make dua to Allah to make you give up the sins. So we mustn't give up making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it comes in the Quran. Remind me of that verse from the noble Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّهُ لَا يَيْأَسْ مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. No one will feel despair out of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala but those people who have no faith. They have no faith. So they despair from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. While the believers, they always turn to Allah. If they make sins, they return to Allah and repent to Allah. Even if they make the same sin hundreds of times, they still repent to Allah and ask Allah. And one of the talbisat of the Iblis, they say, what talbis Iblis, that shaitan sometimes give you some tricks, make some tricks. So a person fall in the sin many times, the same sin many times, then shaitan comes in, aren't you feeling shy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Don't repent. How come you're going to repent and you're going to fall in the same sin again, rather than repent? So shaitan, by this trick, is tricking the believer to make him feel, all right, I'm already loser, let me increase now. So the person, instead of coming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and giving up the sin and trying to stop, then he give up and he lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. While the door of Allah is open for you, at any time the door of Allah is open for you. You just turn to Allah, He accepts you, no matter whatever sins you have done, no matter if you have done the sin millions of times, but in each time you repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will still accept you and will still open the door for you. And He is happy when you come to Him and turn to Him. And one day, inshallah, you will succeed and you will give up the sin fully and totally and completely. If you fail sometimes, don't worry, it's not the end. You're still alive. That means you still got another chance. You can change. You can change, inshallah, if you have resolve. If you stay, if you continue. And if you persist on making tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to turn to Allah and make dua to Allah always, and we remind you of the importance of also taking into our consideration the etiquettes of dua when we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We remember the etiquettes of dua. Start by praising Allah or using some of the names and attributes of Allah. Start by praising Him, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, or glorifying Him, Subhana Rabbina, or start by calling Him by any of his attributes and names, any of the 99 attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You start by using that as well. And or ending your dua by tawheed, by making the tawheed, the kalimatul tawheed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the du'as like that. Also sending peace and salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the dua is also one of the etiquettes of giving of making dua. Because who taught us to make such du'as? Who taught us to make dua in this manner? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we make dua to Allah that Allah send peace and salutations upon him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also from the etiquettes of dua is that the person feel what he's saying. Feel what you are saying. Even if you use your own words and your own language. Some people think, alright, I must make dua, then it must be in Arabic, and it must be only the du'as, the masnoon du'as that I can make. You can make dua, any dua, my brother, any dua, my sister, in any words, as long as you're feeling what you are saying, as long as you are sincere in why you are saying it. Allah accepts and Allah understands any language. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant you this or that, to protect you from this or that. In any language, Allah still understand you. But of course, we try to learn the masnoon dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam because it have many benefits, the dua itself. And you ask for things which maybe you never thought of. And you seek protection in things which you never thought of also. So we learn also the masnoon duas. In addition to whatever dua we need to make in our language, we still can make it. From the etiquettes of dua as well is that the person doesn't ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for evil matters that harm the Muslimin. Asking evil to the Muslimin, asking evil to a Muslim brother or sister, that evil afflict him. Or asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cut ties with your family, that won't be accepted. So a person asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the lawful things. Also from the etiquettes of dua is that the person mustn't ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for, sometimes people ask for things that which is like impossible to have, things that is impossible to be done, or things that is like a test to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, testing Allah. Somebody one day asked me, can I ask Allah to give me wings to fly? That's not proper way of asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some people or some non-Muslims also, they were asking me, can I ask the Almighty to let the answers appear for me so that I know that Islam is correct? That's not proper way as well. Trying to test the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not tested. You ask Allah to guide you rather. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide you. And but asking for such things, it will be from i'tida in the dua. It's called i'tida in the dua. It's not proper way of asking Allah. Like that, things like that. Someone during the times of the Tabi'een, he was asking Allah, he says, it's a funny thing actually, he says, O Allah, make me or change me or transform me into a woman. And he was a man, he said, Oh Allah, transform me into a woman. And then let me marry Umar ibn al-Khattab. It's funny indeed. And then his wife was inside, she said to him, what are you saying? If you're asking Allah for that, then you rather ask him to let you marry Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, no, I don't wish that Aisha radiallahu anha to be jealous of me. It's funny. People asking for such things, that is not proper way of asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the understanding and to always ask him for what is proper and what is beneficial for us. We learn that from the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from his sunnah, from his du'as, we learn from that, his adhkar as well, we learn how to make du'a to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The dhikr we are learning today, it's a du'a that will protect you from anything evil that may happen to you during the day, from the living beings that may harm you. Like, for example, a snake bites you, like a scorpion, whatever. Evil things, evil living beings that may inflict harm to you. This dua is told by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be said 3 times in the morning and 3 times in the evening. Bismillah alladhi la yadurru ma ismihi shay'un fil ardi wa la fis sama' wa huwa as-sami'ul 'alim. Very simple, very short. But we learn from Rasulullah. Bismillah, you see, starting with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bismillah, in the name of Allah. Alladhi la yadurru ma ismihi shay'. Ya tawheed, ya also. La yadurru ma'asmihi shay. No one can harm. No, nothing can harm with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fil ardi wa la fis sama'. Either on this earth or in the skies, on the heavens. Fil ardi wa la fis sama'. Wa huwa as-sami'u al-alim. And he is indeed the all-hearing, the all, uh, knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as-sami'u al-alim. Also another names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, other attributes of Allah, you find them in the beginning and at the end of the dua. So you learn from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam how to make dua to Allah, using the attributes of Allah, using the tawheed words, and of course sending peace and salutations upon Rasulullah. بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم. A person says it three times in the morning, protection, and three times in the evening, protection at night. It's simple and it's short, and we all can memorize it and we all can learn it, inshallah. بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم وصل اللهم على سيدنا محمد.
سألت القوم عني من أنا؟ أنا مؤمن سأعيش دوما مؤمنا.
أنا إن سألت القوم عني من أنا؟ أنا مؤمن سأعيش دوما مؤمنا. فلتعلمي يا أمتي أني هنا. فلتعلمي يا أمتي أني هنا.
The first nasheed in our list for today from the nasheeds Abu Ammar, and it was collected by Brother Usama Ridwan. Very beautiful nasheed indeed, speaks about the believer and the Muslims and the qualities of the believers, and says, if you ask people about me, they will tell you I am the believer. I'm living and dying always as a believer. I will never bow down to oppression, and I will never turn and depend upon oppressors.
أنا إن سألت القوم عني من أنا؟ أنا مؤمن سأعيش دوما مؤمنا. فلتعلمي يا أمتي أني هنا. فلتعلمي يا أمتي أني هنا.
لن أنحني لن أنثني لن أركنا. أنا مسلم.
Then she'd go further and says, I knew Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through signs in the universe, and I've heard the voice of truth in the noble Quran, and I've touched the wisdom and the kindness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
أنا في الخليقة ريء من يشكو الظما وإذا دعا الداعي أناح بالحمى
أنا إن سألت القوم عني من أنا؟ أنا مؤمن سأعيش دوما مؤمنا. فلتعلمي يا أمتي أني هنا.
لن أنحني لن أنثني لن أركنا. أنا كوكب يهدي القوافل في السرى.
Then she'd go further and says, I am like the stars that guides the people who are lost in the deserts. Then she'd go further and says that I am the Muslim, I am the believer, and I am the one who submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and follow the guidance of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I will never listen to any call that calls me to disown Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and reject the guidance of the Quran.
أنا مؤمن سأعيش دوما مؤمنا.
Really beautiful nasheeds and words of this poem is been authored by the Sheikh Yusuf Al-Qaradawi, Dr. Yusuf Al-Qaradawi from Egypt, and very famous scholar of Islam. Sheikh Yusuf Al-Qaradawi is the poet, or he also writes poems, and he is the author of this wonderful qasida, or this wonderful nasheed, In Sa'alta Al-Qawma Anni. Now inshallah listen to the next nasheed in our list for today.
دين الإسلام سعادتنا ورسول الأمة قدوتنا بالحب الصادق أسلمنا وازدادت فيه مودتنا دين الإسلام سعادتنا ورسول الأمة قدوتنا بالحب الصادق أسلمنا وازدادت فيه مودتنا القرآن شموس هلت وارتسمت فرحتنا أسلمنا حين تعلمنا أن الإسلام إرادتنا وحدنا الله وكبرنا هذه والله عقيدتنا الإسلام سعادتنا ورسول الأمة قدوتنا بالحب الصادق أسلمنا وازدادت فيه مودتنا.
The next nasheed in our list, Deen al-Islam sa'adatuna, the religion of Islam is indeed our happiness, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our role model, and with the true love we have submitted ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the love of Islam increased in our hearts, we have submitted to Allah when we knew and when we know and learn that Tawheed is our aqeedah and creed.
أمة قدوتنا بالحب الصادق أسلمنا وازدادت فيه مودتنا آيات القرآن شموس هلت وارتسمت فرحتنا أسلمنا حين تعلمنا أن الإسلام إرادتنا وحدنا الله وكبرنا والله عقيدتنا الإسلام سعادتنا ورسول الأمة قدوتنا بالحب الصادق أسلمنا وازدادت فيه مودتنا آيات القرآن شموس هلت وارتسمت فرحتنا أسلمنا حين.
This is the second nasheed in our list for today from Abu Ammar, and we are launching this wonderful nasheed Abu Ammar as a new nasheed from the nasheeds of Radio Islam, inshallah. We apologize that we won't be able to play the stories of the pious for today, for we having some technical difficulties with our system. We couldn't load any of the stories of the pious. However, we have done a new story for today, but inshallah we'll be playing it in the coming week. Also, there's a quick announcement. Please be advised that the city of Johannesburg, the city of Joburg, Revenue Department, hold an open day today at Lanesia Civic Center from 8 a.m. till 3:30. This is in the afternoon. The main purpose of the open day is to resolve all queries for water and electricity on the spot. Experienced staff from Revenue will be available to assist customers. Please mobilize as many people as you can. Alright, once again, this is an announcement from the City of Johannesburg. Please be advised that the City of Johannesburg Revenue Department is holding an open day today in Lanesia Civic Center from 8 o'clock, that's in the morning, till 3:30 in the afternoon. The main purpose of the open day is to resolve all queries for water and electricity on the spot. Experienced staff from Revenue will be available to assist customers. Please mobilize as many people as you can. Right now, inshallah, we'll be going for a short break, and after that, we will be doing the meaning of Muslim names.
Yo ya no quiero, gracias.
Yo estaba a decir, para mí, ese aquí es un buen jugador.
Está bien, me rindo.
No matter where you come from or what language you speak, Perez Motor Spares is the place to go. We stock motor spares and car accessories of high standards at an impressive price. Years of experience in the motor spares industry ensures that you get the best advice. Perez Motor Spares, 48 Peter Ace Avenue, Alberton North.
Call us on 011-901-3100. Attention all traders, supermarkets and spazas. Visit Devlin Cash & Carry for all your deep cut specials on all listed groceries. Distributors of the widest range of household detergents and perishable goods. Open 7 days a week. Devlin Cash & Carry. Call 011-989-8800. Corner Klepkas and Person Road, Devlin.
صلوا على هدينا المصطفى طه نبينا هو خير العالمين ابن عبد الله جاءنا للخير هادي رحمة من عند الهادي جاءنا للخير هادي رحمة من عند الهادي صلوا على هدينا المصطفى طه نبينا هو خير العالمين ابن عبد الله
اللهم أحيا في رحاب الأرض سعيا باذلا في الخير عمري مؤمنا برا أبيا
باسمك اللهم أحيا في رحاب الأرض سعيا باذلا في الخير عمري مؤمنا برا أبيا باسمك اللهم أحيا في رحاب الأرض سعيا
سالكا درب الهدايا فالهدى للحر رايا إن طعم الطهر أحلى من ملذات الهوايا
تاركا درب الهدايا فالهدى للحر رايا إن طعم الطهر أحلى من ملذات الهوايا
سالكا درب الهدايا فالهدى للحر رايا إن طعم الطهر أحلى من ملذات الهوايا
سالكا درب الهدايا فالهدى للحر رايا إن طعم الطهر أحلى من ملذات الغوايا
أنت قد سويت ذاتي أنت قد درت حياتي إنني لولاك وهم ليس لي ماض وآتي
أنت قد سويت ذاتي أنت قد درت حياتي إنني لولاك وهم
ليس لي ماض وآتي.
أنت قد سويت ذاتي، أنت قدرت حياتي، إنني لولاك وهم ليس لي ماض وآتي.
أنت قد سويت ذاتي، أنت قدرت حياتي، إنني لولاك وهم ليس لي ماض وآتي.
باسمك اللهم أحيا في رحاب الأرض سعيا.
باسمك اللهم أحيا في رحاب الأرض سعيا، باذلا في الخير عمري، مؤمنا برا أبيا. باسمك اللهم أحيا.
20 minutes to 12 and you're listening to Radio Islam International. Right now, inshallah, we'll be discussing the meaning of Muslim names and welcome you back to the program Jannah. You are welcome to call us directly on the number 011-854-1548, the number to dial 011-854-1548, and ask all your questions related to Muslim names. Inshallah, we'll try to help you in this program and give you the meaning of the names. You can also email us. The email is onair@radioislam.co.za. It's onair@radioislam.co.za. Inshallah, we'll be helping you also with the emails that you send emails related to Muslim names. Okay, in each program we recommend that you give good names to our children. The good names are these names that carry good meanings, especially names of Sahaba, names of pious people, names of Tabi'een, names in the Quran, names in the hadiths of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and also the names in Arabic language is recommended, of course. However, you can keep any name in any language if the name is common amongst the Muslims and also if the name is having a good meaning. Very important to give names with good meanings, and this is how you're going to save the rights of the children. And the first rights actually is to give him a good name. From the duties, the first duties of the parents is to give good names to their children. Look for good names and not just going to the internet and picking up some names which just sound nice on the tongue and we just give it to our child without knowing even what is the meaning and whether it is common amongst the Muslims or not. Why common amongst the Muslims? Because we want to give the identity. Just from your name, give the identity. Who are you? I'm Muhammad, I'm Abdul Rahman, I'm Sufyan, I'm so on. Give your name, people know, right? This is a Muslim. Why? From his name. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was very keen to give the Muslims that identity, that Islamic identity, knowing from your clothing, from your name, from your the way you're moving, the way you live, is that you are a Muslim. This is a Muslim, you know. And this in itself is a part of da'wah, a part of calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right, don't forget the number to dial, 011-854-1548. Let's see if we have callers online. First call, assalamu alaikum. Okay, our engineer is still busy taking the calls. 011-854-1548, call directly and come on in, inshallah, and ask all your questions related to names and naming the children, and we'll be helping you in today's program. Alright, while waiting for your calls, we always recommend some names for both boys and girls, and also we'll be recommending today some names for both boys and girls. First name we're having for today is a Sahabi name, the name Handala. Handala is a Sahabi name, and it's a kind of a fruit that grows specifically in the hot weathers and Middle East, in Saudi Arabia, in Egypt, in Libya, in some countries. That handal fruit is there. It's, however, very bitter fruit, but it's they keep the name. I mean, knowing that the medication ability of that fruit, it medicates or cure from some sicknesses, not all sickness, just some sicknesses, they call traumatism or something. And this fruit is very helpful for that sickness specifically. All right. So handala is the first name, and it's a name of a fruit. Moving on, another name, and this time is a girl name. The name Ilham. Ilham. Inspiration is the literal meaning of Ilham. Inspiration. Inspiration. Ilham is an Arabic name, and metaphorically it refers to a person who is inspired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's Ilham for a girl. Ilham is a girl name. It's Alif, Lam, Ha, Alif, and Meem. Ilham. Ilham, a good name for girls. Right. Another name. The name Ali. Ali is a Sahabi name. It can be kept alone. So if you just keep the name Ali alone, it's fine. It means elevated and noble. Also, it means solid. And it's the name of the fourth Khalifa in Islam and the Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, who was also the cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Radiallahu anhum ajma'in. Right, we have a caller online. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
You speaking to Faiza?
Right.
I just want to find out what's the meaning of the name of Raya. R-A-I-Y-A-H.
Right. It depends on how you pronounce the name. If you pronounce it Raya only, Raya, it means flag or the flag or, you know, the flag of the country. That's Raya.
Yes.
However, if you pronounce it Raya yes. with this pronunciation, it means one who gives water to people and one who helps people when it comes to feeding them and giving them water and drinks.
Yes.
That's Raya. So these are the two possible pronunciation for this name.
But then, is it an Arabic name?
It is. Both of them are Arabic names.
Okay. Jazakallah.
Right. Jazakallah khair.
Assalamualaikum.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Right. We're still waiting for your calls. 011-854-1548. Ask all your questions related to names. And also, you can email us. The email is onair@radioislam.co.za. We received one email. A brother is asking about the name Burhan. And the proper spelling. That spelling is correct. B-U-R-H-A-N or B-O-R-H-A-N. Still correct. And Burhan is an Arabic name. It means answer or solution. That's Burhan for or evidence also for a boy. Burhan is a boy name. Arabic name. We can keep it. Right. The next call. Assalamu alaikum.
Hello.
Yes, I'm listening, sister.
I took my call.
Yes, you are on air. What's your question?
I want to know what is the meaning of Amana.
Amana is a good name for girls and it means trust.
One who's trustworthy.
Yes, one who's trustworthy.
And Amani?
Amani means good hopes.
Good?
Good hopes.
Oh, okay. And the Amana, you said?
Amana means trust. However, if you want to pronounce, if you want to keep the adjective or the quality itself, it's Amina. Amina is having the same meaning of Amana. Amana is a noun, it means trust, while Amina is an adjective and it means trustworthy. So Amina is better.
No, the mother's name is Amina and the baby was newborn, it's Amana.
It's fine, if you want to keep Amana, it's fine.
Yeah.
Right?
Jazakallah.
Jazakumullah khair. Okay, we're still waiting for the calls. 011-854-1548. Some of the names, it's more a noun than it's an adjective. However, obviously, it's better to keep the adjective itself. But still, you can keep the noun if it have a good meaning, and it's fine as long as the name is good and it's known amongst the Muslims, common as a Muslim name. Then we keep it in that manner. Some people make a mistake and go and pick up some names. However, it have some good meanings, and but it's more common amongst the non-Muslims, and thus it doesn't give the identity to the people who are having these names. We want from your name, as we said, that people are recognizing you as a Muslim. Right. We're still waiting for the calls. 011-854-1548. We'll be recommending some names as we go. Inshallah, until we get more calls. The next name for this time is a female name, and that is the name Hamida. Hamida. One who praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and show gratitude to Allah and is thankful to Allah. Hamida for a girl. Hamida is H-A-M-E-E-D-A. You can add H at the end. Or you can, instead of the double E, you can put I. It's fine as well, as long as you're pronouncing it correct. Hamida. Hamida means one who's thankful and praiseworthy. Now, let's move on to the next caller. Sorry. Assalamu alaikum.
Sam, how are you?
Alhamdulillah. Where are you calling us from?
Jay, I'm from Lens, Exchange 8.
Right. And your question?
Okay, I have two names that I want to inquire about. One is Zuhair, which is Z-U-H-A-Y-R.
Right, the name Zuhair is a Sahabi name, one of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got this name Zuhair. And Zuhair means flourishing and blossoming. It's a good name for boys, and it's an Arabic name.
Okay, and the second name is Zayan, Z-A-Y-Y-A-N.
Right, Zayan is also an Arabic name. It means a handsome boy.
Okay, so both of them are recommended, hey?
Yes, however, of course, the Sahabi name will be taking the first priority.
Which is Zuhair.
Zuhair, yes.
Jazakallah, thank you so much.
Jazakumullah khair, okay. Assalamu alaikum. Zuhair is a diminutive of Zahir also. Zahir also can be giving. It's a good name. Zahir have the same meaning of Zuhair. But Zuhair is a diminutive of that name. And Zahir and Zuhair, both of them means flourishing and blossoming and glittering. Right, you're still waiting for the calls? We have a call online. Okay, next call. Assalamu alaikum. Please listen to us from the telephone and make you. Yes, I'm listening, brother. What's your question?
I find out whether you can keep a name Amal and the meaning.
Yes, Amal is a good name. It's not Amal, it's Amal, which is with an Alif. Amal means hope and good hope, of course, and it's a common female Arabic name.
Okay, and Naila?
Naila, also a Sahabiya's name. One of the Sahabiyat have this name, Naila. And the meaning of Naila is winner and successful. Jazakumullah khair. Let's take the next call. With regards to the name Naila, also it's worth mentioning that some people they think that, alright, because one person got that name and he was bad, then we can't keep the name, even if the name have a good meaning. No, that's not correct. If the name have a good meaning and is a common name, Arabic name, a Muslim name, then we keep the name, even if there was some bad people got this name. For example, we just give example that this name Naila was also given to some of the idolaters, in the past in Jahiliyyah. They used to call some of their idols Naila. But the name itself have a good meaning, and the name itself was names of some Sahaba. So we keep the name. The meaning is good, and some Sahaba got the name, so we keep the name. No matter now what the non-believers used to call the name or what you used to give this name to what, right? Same thing with the names of prophets, for example. Some prophets were worshipped by people. Like Prophet Isa alayhi salam was worshipped by people. So people want to say, okay, we can't keep the name Isa. No, we can keep the same name, Isa alayhi salam, and it's a good name, and it's a name for prophet, and we can keep it no matter if the non-Muslims here speaks about it or think about this name. Alright, we have a caller still. Three calls, okay. Assalamu alaikum. First call.
Salam.
Yes, brother, I'm listening.
See, I'd like to find out the meaning of three names.
Yeah.
First one is Yusra.
Yusra is a good name for girls, and it means easy, soft, and kind.
Ahmed.
Ahmed, also an Arabic name, but it's for boys. It means one who is praised, the praised one, the praiseworthy, and it's the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
And Farhan.
Farhan is Arabic name as well, and it means happy and pleased.
Jazakallah
khair.
Wa
alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah.
I want to know what is the meaning of Yumna.
Yumna, my daughter's name, it means blessed. It's a good name for girls. It means blessed. Blessed. Can you hear me? Yumna means blessed. Also, Yumna means the right hand. The right hand as well. Literally. Right?
Okay. And Mujahida?
Mujahida. Please make your radio soft and listen to us only from the telephone. Mujahida means one who struggle, one who strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a good name for girls.
Okay.
Right?
Alaykum.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah. Let's take the next. Assalamu alaikum.
Hello.
Yes, I'm listening, brother.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Alright, I just wanted to find out if you can give me the meaning of the name Suleiman, Farida, right, and Zubaydah.
Right, one by one. The first one, Suleiman, it means peaceful, and it's a prophet name mentioned in the Quran. The next one, what's the next one? Us?
Farida.
Farida means unique. It's an Arabic name for girls. It's a good name. We can keep it. Farida, unique. The next one is Zubaydah, which is also a good name for girls, an Arabic name, and it means one with fair complexion. Right? Jazakallah khair. Let's take the next call. Please, all our listeners who are calling in, requested please to listen only from the telephone. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Yes, I'm listening. What's your question?
What's the meaning of the name Noha in its origin?
Noha is an Arabic name. It's the it's a name mentioned in the Quran as well. Inna fi dhalika la ayatin li ulil nuha. And Noha means mindful person.
And
it's an Arabic name for girls, right? Jazakillah khair. Noha, common Arabic name for girls. N-O-H-A. The next one. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu
alaikum. Assalam. Sorry, you're breaking up, sister. Say it again. Sorry, yes, you got cut off. She can try again. We just have a few minutes before we end our program. We'll be taking maybe the last two calls or the last callers before we end our program, inshallah. Don't forget, if you're coming on air, just make your radio soft. Listen to us from the telephone, please, because it makes some echo if you're just listening from the radio or the radio sound is a bit... hi. Right, 011-854-1548. While waiting for the last call, we'll be making that announcement. The city of Johannesburg, please be advised, the city of Johannesburg Revenue Department is holding an open day today in the Lanager Civic Center from 8 a.m. till 3:30, so it still is about 3.5 hours. The main purpose of the open day is to resolve all queries for water and electricity on the spot. Experienced staff from revenue will be available to assist customers. Please mobilize as many people as you can. Right, this is an announcement from the city of Johannesburg. Back to the lines, we have a few callers. Let's take the last ones, the last three callers or the last two calls. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam. Maaf, I got disconnected. I wanted to know the name of Asira and Asma and the meaning.
Asira and Asma. Right, Jazakallah. Listen on the on air. Asira means one who is captive. Asira means captive. If you pronounce it with a ra, Asira means captive or captured one. So if you pronounce it Asila, with a lamb, it's a good name for girls and it means pure and original. Sorry, I forgot the other one. Asira and sorry about that. Right, let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalam.
Yes, what's your question?
What's the meaning of atika?
Atika means one who gives freedom to people, one who is freeing slaves as well, and it's a good name for girls.
Jazakallah
khair. Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah. Do you have other calls? Last one. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
May I know the name, meaning of the name Shawneez?
Shawneez is a kind of a plant, the coriander plant.
Is it a good meaning for a girl?
Yes, it can be kept.
Okay, and the meaning of Nabila?
Nabila is noble. It's a good Arabic name for girls.
And also, is it a good name for a girl?
Yes.
Jazakallah.
All right, Jazakallah khair. Okay, we apologize for the sister. We forgot one of the names, the sister that called early on. We apologize for that. She can email me or call me after the program, inshallah. 011-854-7022. Okay, with that, we came to the end of our program for today. Subhanakallah wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruk wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.